Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in 5 states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home, take care of yourself.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of Fear the Walking Dead Recap Show. We are available on iTunes, so make sure you search that right there, and you can find us. Or if you don't have iTunes, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. All our stuff is there. And speaking of all, I've got my peeps on the phone. Jesus from dysfunctional.com. What's up, Jesus?
Not much. How's it going?
It's going peachy. We're going to be talking about Fear of the Walking Dead. Normally, we have the ladies with us, and I know some of y'all that are listening are like, oh, these two chumps are on. Screw these guys. Yes, the ladies, Kristen from AccordingToKristen.com. She is so behind with schoolwork and work, a deadly combo. She hasn't even seen the last two episodes. So she made a promise that she is going to catch up this weekend and be with us. Ready for our next recap next week. And poor little Brancy from the VRO.com. She is at work extremely. Everybody's just crazy busy.
Yeah.
Normally,
It's that type of season already.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And normally we like to knock these out like Monday night, Tuesdays after the episode airs on Sundays, but been kind of busy. Yep. So let's just jump into this episode. Season 2, episode 10. The episode was called Do Not Disturb. And now I know why it was called that, because of the Do Not Disturb signs.
Yep.
That Alicia found. Now, I've broken down my notes into 3 different parts. We're going to talk about the quick little flashback, and then, of course, Travis to Chris, and then, of course, Alicia and Elena and that whole crap. What did you think about the very beginning, the whole wedding thing?
The wedding thing was weird to me. I didn't understand what was going on most of the time in that part.
But then you got it at the end.
Yeah, then I got so they were having a wedding and somebody turned and they were just locked all in there. Which was, I don't know if it hit you like so weird that they would do that, but it's like one infected. They locked that whole entire room for one infected.
You know what? I understood Elena's reasoning. You know, being in the military, it was one of those things where, I mean, you've seen it in the movies. Like, if you're in a ship or a sub and you get a leak, you seal those hatches. And, you know, yeah, if you have to take out 20 people to save a ship. Now, hold on. Do I think as soon as they ate the bride, I would have been like, everybody out here.
Yeah. I mean, when he bit the bride, I'm like, she's just walking away. She's not saying anything.
No. She immediately went into save the hotel mode. So you don't see any team Elena at all in that situation? She didn't end up saving anybody anyways, but
yeah.
I mean, I thought she acted. I mean, was it effed up that she did like just be like, Hector, come on, let's go, and then shut the door and then locked it. I get her reasoning. I get it. But, you know, I think she just panicked in a weird
way. She saved her people.
She saved her nephew is what she saved.
Yeah.
You know, and she saved what she thought she saved there. But, I would have gathered everybody in a very controlled situation. I'd be like, everybody out the door. And then I'd be like, okay, who's staying with the bride? Because dad's dead. Bride is obvious. Her face is, he bit her face.
Yeah.
And I think that probably the husband would have stayed in there, but apparently he didn't, or they were able to get out. I thought it was, when it started, I was like, oh, okay, this is cool, but like, I need to know what happens to Alicia.
Yeah.
Because the way that, you know, last week's episode ended, you knew Alicia was about to throw down.
Yeah. And I don't know, to me, I really liked the beginning, even though it was kind of messed up, but it caught my attention. I mean, these shows this week were all like very impactful right from the beginning.
Yes, definitely gathered your attention. And what he's talking about, people that are tuning in, is Jesus and I just finished recapping The Strain that airs on FX, and that two episode just reaches and grabs you right from the get go. So this definitely did, because I thought it was just gonna be, I thought it was like, oh, a little flashback, and this is what the pictures were for. But to see how everything went down, and then that moment where she locks the door, then you're like, oh, damn. You know, that kind of thing. So then we see what happens there. And of course, then we get to see a little of Alicia. I definitely kudos to her butterfly knife skills. The girl's got skills.
I have no idea where she got those skills, though. Like, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, she's a ninja.
Yeah, well, you know what? The thing about it was, is like, last week's episode of The Talking Dead, well, actually 2 weeks, because I haven't seen, yeah, it was 2 weeks ago, they showed that clip where she was, and then she looked in there, and then it moves on, and Chris Hardwick brought it up, and I think Strand, I think he pointed it out, because he was one of the, and I know it's not the actor's name, but you know what I'm talking about, but brought it up that he felt that Alicia has always possessed those skills. She's just never had to use them.
Well, okay, that's pretty interesting to see, but she's not like a girl from the hood.
No, she's not.
Pretty much a privileged kid from a decent neighborhood.
Maybe she had friends that taught her. I don't know. Maybe she just had a lot of time on that boat that we never saw.
Who's teaching her this?
When she was on the CB radio, she was like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, just strange to me.
She's got some skills.
She does.
So you're saying it's strange to you because you feel that there's something that we don't know about Alicia. Is that what you're saying?
It's strange to me because season one, she's pretty much useless because she has no idea what to do. But yes, maybe that's because she didn't know what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then the beginning of this season, she's pretty much useless as well. And then all of a sudden, she's an expert with a knife.
I wouldn't say she was. She's always had the smarts. I just don't think anybody ever listened to her.
True.
But you know, that's for me. I mean, for her to flip the butterfly knife, I hope there's some type of explanation, because for her just to do that and then like we go on with and we're like, yeah, she just knows how to use a butterfly knife and no one taught her, would be kind of weird.
Yeah, I mean, because if you've ever used a butterfly knife, it's pretty difficult to do what she was doing.
Yeah. No, she was doing it with ease.
Yeah, so, like if she's been an expert for the last 20 years, you know?
Maybe a boyfriend. You never know. She did date a brother. She could have dated a Latin guy that was in a gang. Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah.
Or she could have been taught by Strain or anybody. Or a Daniel.
Daniel, but...
You know,
we got to find out where she got these skills. It's just surprising to me.
They'll tell us. I have faith. I have complete faith. And it's obvious that she's a little badass, too. I mean, like, your normal girl that's privileged is jumping into elevators, holding on to cables.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think she's definitely stepping it up big time.
And I definitely like her a lot more now.
Oh, yeah. No, she's I mean, and I think when I first got introduced to her, I was like, spoiled little brat. She's a little snatch face. You know, that kind of thing. But she is. She has definitely surpassed Ophelia, that's for sure.
And we still have no idea what the hell happened to Ophelia.
No, I don't even at the end of this.
Even though I kind of didn't care to find out, I was happy with everything Alicia did.
Do you think maybe the wedding group, the wedding party might have her tied up thinking that she's friends with these strangers and Elena and it's a bargaining chip maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, where else can this girl be? That's the thing, unless she's dead, or I have no idea. I mean, she better be have taken by somebody, because if she just left Alicia there, that was effed up. Okay,
that would be funny, because, you know, we're going to find her, and she's, like, just wandering around, happy-go-lucky.
Yeah, like, I wanted to get some air. I hope Alicia goes there and punches her face, is what I want her to do, because they didn't even, I don't know. Still, I don't know what's going on with that. What else? Elena, what do you think about Elena, this chick?
I like her, even though she did a very messed up thing. I think she's pretty much a survivor.
Well, you know, and the cool thing about Elena, though, if you mentioned the crazy thing and effed up thing that she did in the beginning, though, but if it's obvious, if you get her on, if she's on your team, she's going to look out for you.
Yeah.
So, you know, like if the group is and she has to sacrifice a couple of children, she's going to do it. She's going to do it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I like Elena. It's obvious that she's tough. She's smart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know about Hector. You know, he's being held in a chokehold, didn't even fight. Because all these guys have a pipe. They don't even have any guns.
Well, I don't like that's one of the things about Hector that kind of bothered me. Is he with the other group as well? Is he like a double agent type person?
What are you talking about? Where are you going with this?
I don't know. It seemed weird to me when they do the whole thing for the keys.
Yeah.
And like, nobody tries to do anything about it. They just give them the keys.
Okay.
I think somehow everybody in that hotel is working together.
Oh, my gosh. That is The Walking Dead and you talking. This is the very beginning. These are just a wedding party who are pissed off at Elena because they locked them in the ballroom. And these are just regular people. Dude, you're like double agent. What? No.
I don't know. Like, I want to see more of them before I judge them, but
I don't think
they're all sketchy to me.
Hector is not a double agent. Hector got saved by Elena, okay? And I think he was getting food. He got snatched. They wanted the key so they could run the hotel and get whatever they want. Not happening.
Mm-hmm. And you don't think he could possibly turn on her?
No, I don't think so. I think Hector is obvious that Hector knows that Elena saved him in the beginning. And
we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's that serious. But I totally agree with you because, like, and it shows you how smart Alicia is, too, because she's like, Elena, get over here. And Hector, and she covers the door, and then the zombies come. I knew that was going to happen. You knew that was going
to
happen. Yeah. And the group, and you notice the group didn't scream. They didn't scatter. They just kind of like, oh, shit. And they kind of like walk back a little bit. So mm-hmm. it's obvious they've had some run-ins with some zombies because they didn't freak out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious to see what's going to happen because it's obvious that this group is going to be introduced to Strain and Madison, since Madison and Strain saved them at the end. So now we got more people. And I did see the commercial for next week. And, of course, Madison's like, I don't trust them. I don't trust anybody. So
I don't trust them either.
I don't know, man. I mean, you have to understand. I don't know. I don't, you know, I mean, I would hope Madison would trust Elena for the fact that I helped your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I saved your daughter from an elevator shaft. I helped your daughter go downstairs to find you, sacrifice my family.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think Elena is trustworthy.
I don't know. I mean, we saw last episode that somebody was looking at them from and trying to like what they were up to.
I think that was the wedding group.
I don't know. We'll see who it was, but I don't trust anybody.
I know you don't. That's The Walking Dead and you talking. Because you just saw the trailer for the new Walking Dead. And
I haven't seen the trailer.
Oh, you
I
haven't
saw
watched
that it's
it? Out. Oh, dude. We should do a trailer reaction.
We need to. Okay. We definitely need to.
Let's see here. So we talked about the wedding guest and we see how that's going to happen and blah, blah, blah. And Madison. And do you think Madison's bit by accident? Wouldn't that be great?
No.
Bastard. So let's talk about Travis and Chris real quick. Okay. Well, okay. You're like, does that mean like, oh, I feel so bad for Travis and Chris? Or you're like, oh, I want them both dead. Or, oh, I want Chris dead. How are you feeling about
Chris dead?
Really?
I feel so sorry for Travis.
I don't know. You know what? You're probably going to – you want because anybody that's been listening to our recap shows knows that me and Jesus are not a fan of Chris. We can't stand him. We hate him. He's just very untrustworthy. What's the word I'm looking for when you just can't trust the person. He's just – I don't want to say rogue, but either way, he's unpredictable. There you go.
Yeah.
You know what, though? In this episode, I think it's the Walking Dead in me coming out. It's like mm-hmm. Chris is really preparing for the apocalypse. He's just doing it. I mean
– Well, okay.
Okay, let me ask you a question. If you put Chris inside the Walking Dead, everybody would be like, that's normal.
No, if you put Chris inside the Walking Dead, he would not be in the group because – Rick's question has always been, how many walkers have you killed?
I didn't say Rick's group. I just said in The Walking Dead. You know, I mean, Carol, look at the flowers. That was, I mean, okay.
That was a necessary thing to do.
Shut
no
up.
Matter how horrible it was.
My point is it happens. So yeah. I think, and you have to admit, Travis, since day one, has never accepted the apocalypse.
He hasn't, and I don't think he ever will.
And don't get me wrong. Hey, high five. There you go. He is the who was the guy that drove the mobile home that I hated in The Walking Dead? Come on, people that are listening. I know y'all are screaming at us right now. Dale.
Yes,
he's the Dale of the Fear of the Walking Dead.
He is. I mean, I don't hate him.
He's the Herschel. before Herschel, before the barn opens up.
Mm-hmm. He's the one that's keeping hope.
He is. He's keeping hope alive. But you know, I think Chris is changing. I you know what? When I see Chris doing all these things, I'm like, I'd be like, I'd look at, if you and I were standing there with Travis, I'd be like, that's your kid. But hey, shit's getting crazy.
Yeah, like, I mean, I don't like him. I don't like Chris. I don't like the fact that he killed that guy so coldly, even when, you know, the shotgun was pointed at them.
Yeah, but, Jesus, but I mean, okay, so if you and I and Travis are there with the three guys and Chris, and this guy comes in, it's obvious that we're not in the place, and all of a sudden, this guy shoots you in the leg, and we have an opportunity to kill this guy. You would not want us to kill him? He just shot you.
I don't think so.
Oh my God. You're going to, then I turn around and I'd shoot you in the head. I'd be like, well, you shot my friend. Poof. Now he's dead. We're leaving. Sorry. Can we take one chicken? I don't know. I mean, dude, you could hear if you, I don't know if you caught it at the end of this, when like all the ending crap is happening with Alicia and all this crap is happening with them, that eerie music was on. It was like, and you knew shit was going to happen.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, it's obvious that Travis doesn't know, but we see in the beginning when Chris goes into that little restaurant, those three dudes killed the owners. They just killed them.
That's why I don't like them either.
Yeah, no, I actually was going to write down their names. I was like, ah, you know what? These guys are schmucks and they're probably going to die anyway, so I don't even want to care. I just call – on my notes, they're just known as the three dudes. That's all they are, the three dudes.
They remind me of the wolves.
You think?
They
do. I guess they – you know what? They would be the beginning of the wolves.
I think so.
You know, they're not wolf status like
the
Alexandria.
Cubs. How about that?
There you go, the Cubs. I there you go. They're wannabe wolves. But you know, it's obvious they'll kill anything to get whatever they want, because they killed that couple.
Yeah.
So and then Chris, you heard him when he said, Dad, they're cool. They look at me differently. I think they idolize them, and I think Chris likes that.
Well, maybe not idolize them, but I think they see themselves in him. I mean, they're young, they're wild, they're, you know, going to do whatever that needs to be done to have their comfort.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they were definitely idolizing the fact that he had 17 kills.
Yeah.
I think he probably has bigger numbers than that group together.
Yeah.
So I think they definitely want to, I mean, it's obvious that these three guys want to build their group, their strength in numbers. Just like Chris was saying, we have to be around people. It can't just be us two. So I don't know. I mean, you know, when he shoots that, I was very surprised. I thought it was going to be one of the guys, and then it was going to just be a messed up situation for them. But to see Chris be the one that shot him, and then he sticks out his hand to, like, help his dad up, and his dad's like, whatever.
Yeah, I think Travis finally sees that as long as Chris is there and he's alive, he's never going to be able to go back to Madison.
I mean, it's obvious. I mean, Chris calls him out on that.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't even think about it. I mean, I knew that Travis wants to get with his son and get him back on the track. And then, of course, with Travis's hope, he would bring Chris and everybody would live happily ever after.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know. I mean, so what do you think's going through Travis's mind? Do you think he's like, shit, I should have stayed with Madison and let my son run off? Is he going
to... I think he's a good enough father to stick with his son, but he's finally losing hope to ever be back with the group.
Oh, okay. So you think he's just like, I've signed my soul to the devil, my son, and I'm just going to ride this. I don't know, man. I don't know if Travis, you know, he's so good and keeping hope. I think part of him would be either, I mean, would he kill his son? I think he would.
I hadn't thought about that.
Or would he just say, you know what, I'm good and I got to keep hope alive and my son is complete. You know what though, but now I'm thinking about it out loud, because I was wondering if he would be like, you know what, I'm going to go back and I'm going to get the group and then we'll come find my son. But now that I'm thinking about it, I think the goodness in him, he probably would stick it out.
Yeah, I don't think he'd leave his son.
I don't think he would, because I think he would think that I if I left him. Yeah, I don't think he would. I think he would, in a weird kind of way, try to keep him. He would keep trying.
Yeah.
You know, like he did with Nick. When, you know, he was there for Nick, all the ups and downs and everything. He's not a quitter, that's for sure.
He's not, but I'm sure he's seeing this change in his son as something that's going to keep him from being with Madison.
No, I think so. I think so. And I think he knows that Chris thinks the same way.
Yeah.
You know?
And I don't think Chris cares, though. Like, he's happier on his own.
I think he is. And he's on a different – man, he's on a different level, man. I mean, he's and that's the thing. When I was watching, I was like, okay, you know what? Honestly, I like this more confident Chris than I did the other Chris. He's not as crazy, you know, like when he was, like, hovering over the bed of Madison and Alicia. I mean, yeah. He's over there. He's like Shane. He's gone Shane deep. You know,
he is. He's definitely on that Shane level.
You know, and he's gonna get along with these guys just great. Now, I don't know what's gonna happen with the guy with no one's a doctor. So this guy's shot in the leg.
Mm-hmm.
So he's either gonna die, or they're gonna hold on to him, and then he's gonna wind up dying, and then Chris is gonna kill him because he's the tough one. And I don't know. I think they're gonna.
And I don't think Travis is in the right mindset that where he would help him out, even if he could.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think he'd be like, "You guys killed this guy, and now you gotta figure it out." I don't know. I'm because now with this group, if it's obvious that the group can see it and Chris can see it that he is going against the grain. So is the group crazy enough to go, "We'll just leave your dad in the tent."
You know? I think so.
And they would. And I think Chris would be like, my dad can go back. And that's how he is. He's such a little bitch. He can go back to Madison and them and be happy. And I'll be with you guys. And we'll just, you know, we'll just take over the, you know, the country. Yeah. So I don't know. I think he is a lost. He's fitting just right there in Mexico or wherever they're at.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm not, you know, I'm not surprised. And I'm not worried about Chris. It's obvious that dude's got.
I still want Chris to die, though.
I mean, it would be nice if he did. It would be nice. You know what? Karma will get him. I think he will. I think he will die. I think he's going to be one of those characters that we're going to lose. And I think everyone's going to be like, yeah, he's gone. So we'll see. The question is, will he die in the hands of somebody else, die at the hands of the zombie, or die at the hands of his own father?
It would be cool if he dies at the hands of Alicia.
Oh, yeah, that would be kind of cool. Yeah. I guess we'll see what happens.
Yep.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I think so, right? I mean,
we hit all the major spots.
I thought this episode was really good. I liked it. I'm trying to think if I liked it than last week's or I can't remember.
The show's definitely stepping up every single episode.
It is. And I'm getting a little frustrated because I need to know what happened to Daniel. I really am. I mean, like right now, since Alicia's so badass right now, I'm like, okay, that's my badass fix. I can get it from Alicia right now.
Yeah.
But I need to know, like, I'm not sticking with, I mean, I need to know what happened to Daniel. I don't care what happened to Ophelia. I have no, and maybe she, who knows where she's at.
Mm-hmm. Girl, maybe, I don't know. I think. Hopefully this next episode we get to see a little bit of Daniel, maybe Celia, maybe Ophelia.
I guess we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? Maybe Ophelia. Maybe she was crazy enough to just leave to try to go back to find her dad.
Maybe.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe she was just like, screw this. While she's taking a shower, I'm going to go and find his remains or find him or kill him if I have to or whatever it may be.
Yeah, I mean, they're not too far away from where they were.
Yeah,
with Daniel. So
I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens. So yeah. I think you and I are done. New episode airs on AMC this Sunday. So make sure you tune in, people. Shout out to everybody that's been tuning in, retweeting, sharing all that stuff. I went on here and found the stats for the show. I wish the girls were here so they could hear this. For the past month, we've had people listening from the United States, Germany, United Kingdom, the Netherlands, Russia, Tanzania, Canada, Argentina, Brazil, Denmark, Italy, Spain, and Turkey.
Awesome.
Sweet. So everybody that's been listening from over there, shout outs from the U.S. What's up? I think we're done. Don't forget, people, you can check out the show, iTunes. That way you never miss a show. Because I know sometimes we're kind of like off a little bit or anything else. But if you go on iTunes and you search Fear of the Walking Dead Recap Show, we're right there. You can't miss it. And then if you don't have iTunes, you can always go to audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. And yeah, you'll find this show here, plus The Walking Dead, plus other shows that we do as well. Hey, Sue's, let everybody know how they can find you.
My blog, dysfunctional.com, at dysfunctional on Twitter and Instagram, dysfunctional LA on Facebook, and dysfunctional on the Good Shows app and Snapchat.
Sweet. And me, my blog, everything is there as well. iwatchmike.com, Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram, iwatchmike on Facebook. And Mike the Movie Guy on Good Shows. Good Shows is an app. It's absolutely free. It's available for Android, iPhone. All you got to do is download it. If you're a fan of TV and movies, get on there. It's a great community. Shout out to everybody there. Also, shout out to the Good Shows. I think that's it. Don't forget, tune in next week. We'll have a new recap show, and hopefully we'll have the girls with us. And don't forget, you can check out Kristen on accordingtokristen.com. Everything is there that you can find her and stalk her and do all that stuff. And then, of course, Brancy, you can find her stuff on thevro.com. New shows are coming soon. Fall shows. I'm excited. The Walking Dead. Oh, Lord have mercy. Who do you think got the bat?
Glenn.
Glenn. Yep, I would have to agree, Glenn. That's why if it's a toss up between Glenn and Daryl, since they're the hurt the most, I'd want it to be Glenn. But if it follows the comic books, Glenn is gone. If it doesn't follow, because Daryl's not in the comics, they could kill Daryl. Good Lord! All right, we'll be back. Everybody, have a great weekend. Don't forget to tune in Sunday. New Fear of the Walking Dead, and of course, we'll have a new recap show on Monday or Tuesday of next week, depending on when the girls can come back. All right, talk to you later. Say goodbye, Jesus.
Bye.
Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in 5 states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home. Take care of yourself.